Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage is Judges chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. Then the men of Ephraim said to him, "What is this that you have done to us, not to call us when you went to fight against Midian?" They accused him fiercely, and he said to them, "What have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the grape harvest of Abiezer? God has given into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. What have I been able to do in comparison with you?" Then their anger against him subsided when he said this. And Gideon came to the Jordan and crossed over, he and the 300 men who were with him, exhausted, yet pursuing. So he said to the men of Succoth, "Please give loaves of bread to the people who follow me, for they are exhausted, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian." And the officials of Succoth said, "Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hand, that we should give bread to your army?" So Gideon said, "Well then, when the Lord has given Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, I will flail your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briers." And from there he went up to Penuel and spoke to them in the same way, and the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered. And he said to the men of Penuel, "When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower." Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor with their army, about 15,000 men, all who were left of all the army of the people of the east, for there had fallen 120,000 men who drew the sword. And Gideon went up by the way of the tent dwellers east of Nobah and Jogbeha, and attacked the army, for the army felt secure. And Zeba and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued them and captured the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and he threw all the army into a panic. Then Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from the battle by the ascent of Heres, and he captured a young man of Succoth and questioned him. And he wrote down for him the officials and elders of Succoth, 77 men, and he came to the men of Succoth and said, "Behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, about whom you taunted me, saying, 'Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hand, that we should give bread to your men who are exhausted?' And he took the elders of the city, and he took thorns of the wilderness and briers, and with them taught the men of Succoth a lesson. And he broke down the tower of Penuel and killed the men of the city. Then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, 'Where are the men whom you killed at Tabor?' They answered, 'As you are, so were they. Every one of them resembled the son of a king.' And he said, 'They were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As the Lord lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not kill you.' So he said to Jether, his firstborn, 'Rise and kill them.' But the young man did not draw his sword, for he was afraid, because he was still a young man. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, 'Rise yourself and fall upon us, for as the man is, so is his strength.' And Gideon arose and killed Zeba and Zalmunna, and he took the crescent ornaments that were on the necks of their camels." Amen. A quick recap. God had given Gideon a mission. He said, "I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." God dwindled down Gideon's army of 32,000 people to a mere 300. In yesterday's passage, we saw them obey God by surrounding the Midianites' camp, blowing their trumpets and smashing their jar-covered torches. Without swords or weapons, God caused fear and confusion within the camp, and the 135,000 Midianites fled. Judges has some of the most graphic violent scenes as a nation underwent political and religious turmoil. And throughout that, the book highlights a cycle that gets repeated over and over again. The Israelites rebel against God and turn to idols. Then God brings his judgment through foreign oppression. God then raises up a judge, a deliverer, to bring deliverance both through their army, but more importantly, by guiding the people to repent and turn back to God. Unfortunately, at the end, yet the people forget about God's faithfulness and turn back to their old ways, thus continuing this cycle over and over again. And this is where we are today's passage, the beginning of this descent with Gideon. Next week, another staff member will wrap up at how Gideon's decline restarted this cycle with idolatry, but today I will highlight two things. One, pride. In Judges 6:35, Gideon gave an initial call for help to the tribes of Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali. We don't know why he didn't ask the tribe of Ephraim, but he didn't. However, he did call out for help to Ephraim to help pursue the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and they were successful. But here in the beginning of the chapter, we see Ephraim reprimanding Gideon sharply, saying, "Why have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight with the Midianites?" Instead of being joyful that God had delivered them, they were more concerned about their own recognition rather than the well-being of all of Israel and what God had done. This is probably painfully relatable to many of us. Let me share with you a very real example of me when I had to fight my own pride. This summer, our staff went to the AMI Summit Conference, where staff from other AMI churches came together to worship and pray. I was on the band, made up of musicians from various churches, and the team was led by Pastor Eddie from Canvas City Church in Philadelphia. I wasn't expecting to lead at all and was more than happy to support, but P. Eddie started asking the only other sister on the band to lead some songs. We were both very similar in our backgrounds and stories, and I found myself over time comparing myself to her. And at a certain point, I found myself thinking, why her and not me? What does she have that I don't have? And I had to wrestle with my flesh and my need of wanting to be recognized or validated. I had to immediately rebuke this thought and had to pray through these feelings of inferiority and pride. She is my sister, not my enemy. I had to repent and ask God to purify my worship, to give me a clean heart and clean hands. It feels a little embarrassing to share this, but it's real. Pride is so, so real, and we must expose it before it escalates in our lives. And number two, conditional support. When Gideon and the 300 came to the Jordan, they asked the men of Succoth and Penuel to give them some bread, for they were exhausted from their pursuit after the Midianite kings. They both rejected them, basically saying, "Have you captured the Midian kings yet? Why would we give you bread then?" So conditional. This, too, is painfully too relatable. Sometimes we serve other people with a hidden agenda of wanting something in return, or perhaps we only want to serve and care for those that are proven to be worthy or cool or easy to love. So today, let's do a heart check. The sad thing about this passage is that these are all God's people. It is the disunity within our own body and community that sometimes is the hardest to forgive or reconcile with. Remember, we are not each other's enemies. Satan is the real enemy, and we must not get those two things confused. We are each other's brothers and sisters. Let's be a community that celebrates each other and covers one another through both seasons of joy and sorrow. Let's take time to reflect today. Ask God to reveal any areas of our hearts that are blinded by pride and conditional love. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for this passage that is like a double-edged sword. It's painful to read because it's so easy to see ourselves in passages like this where our pride gets to the best of us, where we are unable to see who you are, God, where we are unable to see one another with love and with support. God, I pray that you would release us from the chains of our pride and bring deliverance in our lives once again. I pray, God, that you would make us like Jesus, to be a humble king, a humble servant, to love the least of these, and to really consider others to be more important than ourselves. So we commit this day to you. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.